In a perfect world, the geeks get the girl. Well, hi, honey. Hi. I was just contending for today. You know, oh no, it's one of my favorite songs. You know, like, I think it's by, like, American Hi-Fi, Geeks Get the Girl. I could be wrong on that. It's Bowling for Soup. Either way, I like both bands. They have similar songs. What? No. I'm not cooking because, you know, I'm the flavor of the week. But nice try, honey. Yeah, no, I'm making hamburgers. I just started if you want to come over here. Yeah, no, that's dough. Dough, you know, for the buns. I do so like some nice warmed up buns. Fresh, really. Yeah, no, I defrosted the meat, so it's nice and thawed, and that's what my hands, yeah, their hands are covered in them. Oh, no, I'm forming the patties now. They're so nice, you know, nice to the touch, and I like to flatten them out. And, well, no, you don't just throw them on the grill. That's silly. Yeah, you don't just put meat on the Barbie like that. No, I was just saying that how. Okay, I'll stop picking on you. Okay, no. No, you have to put seasoning stuff on it. See, I like a nice dry rub. Most people would prefer something that's a little bit more lubricated. But I prefer to take all these dry seasonings and use them to make a nice savory taste. Well, no, I also did get the honey barbecue for you because I know it's one of your favorites, darling. So, yeah, no, you just take this dry rub and you just all around the meat, which I like to sprinkle a little bit in with the ground beef so that the flavor goes all the way through, but just a little. But then you just put this nice dry rub on top. And then, well, no, we're not going to grill outside. It's still spring. It's a little chilly for that. But what we can do is I have beautiful griddle. It has the grill marks on it. See? Yeah, it's a raised griddle. So we can still feel like we cooked it outside, even though it's in here. Yeah, I could have smoked it a little bit, but well, I just couldn't get it warm enough, if you know what I mean. No? Don't worry. Here, you just take this nice, delicious, I love the way it feels in my hands. I love getting my hands all over some meat. And you put it on top of the grill. There you go. It's nice and warm. Don't you like hearing the way it just, looking at all the juices just sliding down all around it? You know it's going to be a nice, nice, delicious piece of beef when it gets nice and juicy like that. No, the dry rub is going to help keep some of those juices inside too. Actually, I don't know if that's true. You're right. But here, while that's going, let's come back over here to this dough and just feel how elastic it is. I can put my fingers in it and it just bounces back into shape. I let it rise earlier. I'm good at getting things to rise. So yeah, pull out the dough and roll it into balls. And yeah, I'm really good. I'm really good with a set of balls. And I'm just going to pat them down like this. See? And that's going to be the flat side and this is going to be the baked side. And then with the bottoms, you want to still slightly flatten them on top. Don't flatten the top ones. That way you have that nice bubble to it. Don't you like a nice bubble? Just cup it with your hand. Yeah, there you go. Oh, don't forget the sesame seeds. We're going to drizzle some of this butter over the top because I love the way it makes things slide around. It helps make it nice and sticky. Sticky isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, in this case, it's kind of a good thing. Put those sesame seeds on top and a ba-bam. Now we have delicious, delicious hamburger buns. And let me tell you, I love some hamburger buns. Yeah. Can you take that sheet for me, darling? Slide it into that oven. Yeah, go real slow. You don't want it. Whenever something is that hot, you don't want to rush in too hard. Yeah, no, don't worry. I like it when things do get a little bit hard. And there you go. Slide it in. Perfect. Now, back to this meat. Let's go ahead and flip it over. Now, when I flip it over, I like to drain off a little bit of the juice. And don't worry if it's a little hot. As they say, you know, waste not, want not. We got to keep that juice around. It can be very useful later. There you go. And then give it a nice spank so it's nice and flat. Perfect. There you go. Absolutely delicious. Well, no. We're going to need some fixins to go with. Fixins. Well, no, not condiments, but, you know, the stuff that goes on top of your burger. Yeah, we call them fixins here in the South. Take that tomato, and I'm chopping it up. Look at how it slices through that flesh. Nice. I love a nice fleshy tomato. And look how big and thick those rounds are. Again, I love things that are big and thick. There we go. And delicious. Love me a tomato. Oh, and those onions that are right there. Don't worry, I know how to make them not make you cry. See, watch this. I learned this from Chef Gordon Ramsay. This is true. If you slice it lengthwise all the way around, and you turn it 90 degrees, you slice it this way. Don't go all the way through either turn. Then you turn it so all the slices are pointing outwards. And when you go to chop, look, they're all nice and uniform, Julian style. Yeah, I'm thinking we should saute these because I like that with some nice smooth butter and sauteed mushrooms with just a hint of teriyaki sauce. You can do soy sauce, but I like just a hint of teriyaki or Worcester sauce. Yes, I know it's not how you say that, but I like saying it like that. Yeah, so savory. Just makes my mouth water. And well, I love anything that makes my mouth water. Now that the pan's warming up over there, you might want to put some oil in it. Make sure it's nice and lubed up. Perfect. Listen to that nice sizzle. Delicious. Oh, let's get that patty off of the griddle and get another one on there. Well, I'm going to be good and hungry. Absolutely delicious. This whole room smells so good right now, not gonna lie. Smells positively fantastic. Okay, now pour some more on there. There we go. There, yeah, just a little bit more of that nice, thick Worcester sauce. Yeah, want to have a nut extra of those onions and mushrooms. Perfect. Let it simmer. Now, back to, you can't exactly have just burgers. You got to have fries. Nice, thick steak cut fries. Over there, I have the potato all chopped up. Now we just need to season them. Yeah. Don't you like watching the way my fingers work? Well, no, it's a special chef's skill, I'm sure of it. Just sprinkling these nice, thick, long, delicious potato. That almost wedges at this point with some delicious seasoning. And I think our buns need to be coming out of the oven right about now. Can you swap these and slide these in? Yeah, it's a little bit of a shift change. Put them in the bottom rack, you know. Don't put them in the top rack. Sometimes you need both. Sometimes the oven needs to be double stuffed. Absolutely. Oh, pardon? Oh, honey, you ask this every time I go to cook for you. Of course we're going to have dessert. And of course, dessert is going to be on me. It's your favorite. I get some delicious sausage. You get some delectable pie. And we get to feel rather divined after we've been stuffed. And then after I get stuffed. Yeah. I love cooking for you too, babes. All right, let's, how about we get down to the eating part though? Yeah, don't worry, there's a lot more I want to swallow tonight. Hey guys, Zena Alexander here. How are you guys doing? I'm very, very happy today. So today's Tuesday's is my Only Pans day, where we do totally wholesome cooking. We're just focusing on the food completely. This series, Susie Vidal is the TikToker who has an Only Pan series, and she goes over. She makes, it's less storytelling and more she just showing a recipe, but she's absolutely hysterical and it just tickled me. So I was like, these could easily turn into stories and stuff. So Susie Vidal, highly suggest you guys look her up. That's where the inspiration for all these come from. And then I just think of some of my favorite foods. I cook a lot from scratch myself. Literally will make my own buns. I will make my own pizza crust. I have a very sensitive stomach, so it's like hard for me to like eat and not hate life afterwards. So I have to make a lot of my own food as a result. And I absolutely love cooking. I do a happy food dance whenever I eat stuff that I love. I'm a huge foodie. I love trying out different things. So yeah, that's where this came from. Thank you everyone who was playing with us last night. We're playing World of Warcraft. We are on Windrunner. If you are interested, feel free to add me on Discord. You can see my battle tag there, and feel free to add me if you guys want to play. I have delusions of grandeur of eventually having a raiding guild and going back into raiding and you guys seeing how shit of a raider I am. I'm actually not that bad of a raider, truth be told. Not terrible, but like when they restructure classing systems, it takes me a bit to catch back on and get back with my rotations. But that's another story for another day. Thank you guys who react to my poems. I know my poems tend to skew on the sadder side. Zena is a sad fish oftentimes. So those of you guys who are, actually reading them, understanding them, and responding to them in that way, that like warms my heart a lot. And I'm definitely going to be posting more because it's very cathartic. It's a really, really nice release of how I feel. I don't know. Anyways, I love you guys so much. As for community shout outs, I want to say hello to Cesar. Cesar is an amazing writer that I hope to be collabing with soon. We were talking about doing a Puss in Boots and Fiona, as in Shrek, collab, because he does a very good Antonio Banderas accent. It was very cute, and it kind of inspired me to be like, what if Puss in Boots was Pervin Boots? And it made me giggle so much, and that's really the big thing that I try to do with anything, anything that I do. I want things to be silly. I want things to be funny. Anyways, I love you guys more than bacon. If you are not on our Discord, feel free to join. It is 18 plus, and we are heavily enforcing that now. If you are not 18, you are absolutely welcome to come back on once you have turned 18. It's just, I tend to be very raunchy, and I don't want minors around. That really is not the environment that I want to cultivate. So I love you guys more than bacon, more than cheese fries, more, honestly, at this point, more than waffles, which takes a lot for me to say because waffles mean a lot in my life. Jesus, why am I tearing up over this? This is so silly. Also, thank you guys as we're closing in on 6,000 subs, which is nuts. It's nuts. We just hit 5,000. And I took a couple of days off as a celebration and to chill. And you guys have not chilled, which I appreciate. Anyways, guys, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.